are looking in some places a little larger class sizes, but nowhere are we any larger than any place else in the state. We're just making things more equitable throughout the school district.
How many teachers are going to lose their jobs?
We hope that everyone will have a job. Currently, we have 8 retirements, and it's only the 27th of February. We have 5 resignations, and we have 3 people that have contacted us about retirement that may retire. So right there is 16 jobs that we can absorb teachers. So some people may have to transfer school, but we believe that everyone that wants a job and wants to stay in this area, we're going to do our very best to keep them.
The district is also looking at cutting positions in administration.
We are looking at our administration. We're also looking at bus drivers, cooks, aides, everything. So we're looking at our entire district. So it's not just falling on one part of our school district.
How will you determine which positions get cut?
The board is going to discuss implementing our class size guidelines. And then that's a discussion with principals. You would look at past evaluations. You would look what's best for the school, what's best for students. We're coming up with protocols for that as well.
So you're not looking at any kind of consolidation plans right now where you'd bus the Paonia High School students over to Hotchkiss or vice versa?
Not at all. At this time, and when I worked with the budget committee, it was a non-negotiable. For next year, we will have K-12 in every community except our Crawford community because we're looking at our Montessori school going up there. We are not looking at any consolidation between communities. The school board has discussed some within, but before that would happen, we would have community meetings and at that point, input from parents and community and so forth. So at this time, there is no consolidation on the table.
One Delta County resident feels the school district is not doing enough to gather input from parents, teachers, or students. Hotchkiss resident and former teacher Helen Dennison is circulating a survey about public schools. I spoke to her about what motivated her to do this and what she hopes to accomplish.
If we could find out what people really want, maybe then we could get, you know, we could ensure that some of the valuable things stay. And my kids said to me, "Mom, you could do that." And that was my initial motivation.
The 60 respondents of Helen's survey, conducted all over Delta County, indicated they had concerns about the district not being aware of students' needs, too much teaching to the test, and too much bullying being allowed. They also had other ideas on where the budget should be cut first.
The last question, number 7, was, what are your 2 top choices for funding cuts? 42.5% said cut the district salaries and expenses. 37.5% said cut sports trips. It's interesting. There was a lot of consensus in this area, which surprised me.
I asked Superintendent Karen Gibson how much more money the district can lose and still function.
There's places we can still become more efficient and more effective. But I have to tell you that I am working with other superintendents in the state, and we're kind of pushing back, and we're demanding, you know, more funding. So they're starting to listen. I've been part of a group where we have sent a letter to Governor Hickenlooper and the president of the Colorado Senate and the Colorado House, and I do think we'll be able to get some additional state funds to come in, and then at that time we need to find out the greatest needs of our district and how to help our district.